You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The countdown is on to the start of another school year, and merchants have been promoting back-to-school sales since the last fireworks faded on the 4th of July. But are people flocking to stores to get their shopping done, or are retailers going to have to do more to lure them into stores or online? We asked contributor Eileen Dalabrida to once again take a look at the back-to-school shopping landscape for us to see how retailers are doing this season, which is second in sales only to the winter holidays. She also takes a look at some of this year's trends, and she joins us now here on The Green to talk about her piece, which is online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Eileen, thanks for being with us this week on The Green.
Great to be here, Tom.
Well, let's start with the overall outlook. What are the experts saying about this year's back-to-school shopping sales?
They're saying that consumers are going to be spending slightly less this year. And I think that a lot of that is because they aren't replacing items as regularly as they used to. They're making do with that backpack for another year. They are also shopping very aggressively for price.
And is there any sense of how things are going so far to date this year? Some early numbers that give an indication of which direction the season is going this year?
One of the things that merchants are discovering is that their priority is not the same as consumers' priorities. Merchants want people to buy their back-to-school things now so that they can ring up those sales and also clear out space for Halloween, which has become a much more important holiday in retail land. But what consumers are saying is, we want to spread out our purchases. We want to buy things as we need them. We know that there's lots of inventory and the prices are great, so we don't feel any great pressure to go out there and spend, spend, spend.
So this is not a case of people procrastinating, maybe like some people do around the holiday season with their gift shopping. This looks like it's maybe a change in the approach to back to school developing from consumers. Is there a sense of what's driving that change with people, why they don't feel that urgency anymore to get everything and get it right now?
I think that one of the things possibly might be is that kids are dressing a little bit more casually, so there isn't that that big deal about your first day back to school special outfit. It's warm. A lot of kids will be wearing the same shorts that they wore at the end of last year or that they got for that 4th of July picnic. I also think that there's a tendency to kind of wait and see what you really do need so parents don't make unnecessary expenditures.
I guess some of that might have to do with the technology, that maybe kids don't need all the pencils, paper, notebooks, and things like that they used to, because so much of what they're doing now is on their computer or on a tablet, that maybe there's not that urgency, as you said, to have all that stuff stocked up that you need to wait and see. Well, do I need that many notebooks? Do I need that many pens, pencils, and such?
Yes, and they'll replenish throughout the year rather than buying a whole bunch of supplies in one fell swoop.
We've seen over the past few years during the holiday shopping season that things have started to move more increasingly online with people. How about back to school? Is the online market for back to school shopping getting more robust, or is it not changing that much?
It isn't changing that much. Online is very, very important as a tool for comparison shopping, for parents finding out where they can get the best deals. But they're, in large, they're heading to brick and mortar, and which gives kids the opportunity to touch, to look at things, to buy the things that express their personality, and to get up close with them.
But folks are using tech when they go shopping to do that comparison shopping. The smartphone, I guess, has really kind of changed the game in terms of if you're at one store and you want to see if somebody else has got it cheaper, you can do that now without having to go to that other store.
It's been a real game changer. It is the absolute method for comparison shopping.
Does that put a lot of pressure on retailers to make sure that they get their pricing right the first time?
I think so. And that has resulted in a couple of clear leaders in back-to-school shopping, Staples and Walmart. They have both been absolutely relentless in discounting and in low price guarantees.
So that's one trend you see. Are there some other deals and trends that people may find as they go out and start shopping now in the weeks leading up to the first day of school?
I think that retailers have got to do things to get people excited. So we see like the South Moon Under, a hip retailer for apparel, and they're having back to school styling sessions for teens. That's a very unique strategy. We're seeing malls promoting back to school events. We're also seeing a lot of promotion of uniforms as more schools head towards that trend of kids getting uniforms.
And I was going to say that kind of value added, I guess, is really a trend overall in retail, that you can't just expect people to come in just to buy things. That you kind of have to give them a little something extra, like the opportunity to do something or maybe give them some advice or a styling session like that to really kind of maybe draw them in and differentiate themselves from other retailers.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there some hot items this year? Are there some things that if you walk into a school, you're going to see a lot of this year that have been identified?
We're going to see a lot of Disney characters. For girls, princesses still reign. For boys, we're seeing Spider-Man, Marvel's Avengers. We are also seeing lots and lots of good deals on trusted labels like Oshkosh B'gosh. They are starting at $6 for various articles of clothing. There are some very good buys out there.
And I have to ask you about one item you flagged in your piece that's online at DelawarePublic.org right now as a major back-to-school must-get. And it's not, as we mentioned earlier, pencils, crayons, notebooks. It's shoes. What's going on with shoes? And why is that such a big deal?
School shoes are still a huge, huge deal. And that is another thing that is driving consumers to brick-and-mortar stores. You can buy shoes online, but you can't try on shoes. And that's very important to get that perfect fit for your child. So we're seeing just an absolute boomlet in shoe sales during this time of year. And as a matter of fact, it's a shoe sales compared to the rest of the year with back to school. They're more than 600% higher in children's shoes. It's a great driver of children's shoe sales.
And I guess the idea is if you can get them in for the shoes, you hope they'll buy something else as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Eileen Dalabrida, thank you so much for joining us on The Green and your insight on back-to-school shopping. Hopefully it'll help some people figure out what they want and need to do before school starts in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Tom.
Eileen's back-to-school shopping piece, again, is online right now at DelawarePublic.org. There's more on The Green coming up, including an update on the work UD researchers are doing in the first major survey of zooplankton in Delaware Bay in six decades. But first, the latest news from Delaware Public Media.